Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. Well, we are in the middle of a 3-day lesson called The Forgotten Pharaohs. Yesterday, we learned that there is some incredible wildlife on the Faroe Islands. If you are lucky, you might catch a glimpse of the rare puffin or catch sight of some gull chicks. Well, we still have more to learn about these forgotten islands. And today we are specifically going to be talking about a culture of significance. So I think we're probably going to be talking about the culture of the Faroe Islands, or the culture on the Faroe Islands. Okay, friends, make sure you have your magazines because it's time to begin. Let's go.
The Forgotten Pharaohs, a culture of significance. Many visitors to the Pharaohs engage not only in bird watching, but also in people watching. An ancient history has developed on the islands, illustrated well by the Roykstavin farmhouse. Its residents have had the structure in their family for 17 generations and open sections to the public for viewing. Churches are also significant to Faroese culture, and individual details make each one special. One in the main village on Svinoy is not as old as some, but holds the gravestone of a Viking chief.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 significance 这个不可数名词 ,sign 这个字根有标记的意思。所以 significance 是指重要性或意义。例如 ,this breakthrough in medicine is of great significance to those who suffer from lung cancer. 这个医学上的突破对于肺癌病患的意义重大。或者是 my opinion seem to be of little significance to the team.我的看法似乎对这个团队毫无重要性。它的形容词是字尾的 C 变成 T 变成 significant。例如 ,a significant increase in inflation, 通膨率显著的增加。继续我们看的是 illustrate, 这个动词 illustrate 是指证明或举例说明。例如 ,at the meeting, Charles illustrated his proposal with graphs. Charles 在会议中用图表来介绍他的提案。或者是 the sales figures illustrated the growth of the company. 销售数字证明了公司的成长。它的名词是 illustration, I-L-L-U-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N, 意思是图解。例如 the teacher used illustrations to teach her students. 这个老师用图解来教他的学生。
Well, for friends who enjoy watching and learning aboutA place's culture, maybe the Faroe Islands is just for you. Of course, each place has its own significance and things that make it unique, and we read about some of those things here in the section called A Culture of Significance.
This is definitely a culture of significance, as we will find out today. Well, starting right here at the top of our lesson, many visitors...to the Pharaohs engage not only in bird watching, but also in people watching. Yes, people watching can be very fun to do. You can learn a lot about people, but let's take some time and talk about that phrase to engage in. If you engage in something, this means that you kind of take part in something. But you know, Gabe, I often think about engaging in a conversation when I hear this word to engage in.
So if I were to start talking with you right now, we would be engaging in a conversation.
Exactly.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yes. That is exactly what I mean. We're both talking, so we're engaging in a conversation. So should we engage in a conversation?
Well, I would love to engage in a conversation because we always have good conversations,
yes,
Rebecca.
Yes, we do, really.
But we need to be more engaged in our teaching, in our lesson right now. Yeah?
Right. Let's be more engaged in our teaching. As a matter of fact, I'd like to share another example sentence about how to use this word to engage in. Is that okay?
Brilliant. Yes.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, we're planning this sports day. If you want to come to this sports day, we really, really would like you to engage with what's going on or engage in what is going on. We don't want you to just sit back and relax and watch. We want you to participate.
Exactly. And that's always fun. Well, friends, you can engage in activities or engage in events. If there's a competition coming up, you can engage in that competition. Well, let's continue on here that you can, of course, engage in bird watching, but also in people watching. An ancient history has developed on the islands, illustrated well by the Roykstavin houses, or the farmhouse. Okay, and there's a picture of the farmhouse and other houses that look like it. It's kind of cool because there's, as you can see, it's green with grass all over the house.
That house looks beautiful. It's so green and it looks so peaceful. Looks like a place I would love to visit. So, of course, this is a place you could possibly visit on the Faroe Islands. Well, we read its residents have had the structure in their family for 17 generations and open sections to the public for viewing. So, yes, if you go to this farmhouse, you would be able to go inside and get a tour.
That's pretty cool, Rebecca. Keep that in mind when you visit the Faroe Islands. Well, we read on here, churches are also significant to Faroese culture, and individual details make each one special. Well, I do like that each house or each church is different in some way. In some countries you go to or some cities, maybe you notice all the houses kind of look the same. But it's fun when you go to a place and everything looks different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a look at this phrase. To make something special.
Mm-hmm. If you make something special, that just means that item is not ordinary. It's actually very unusual. So let's say, for example, I really like buying paintings that have been hand-painted instead of going to the store and buying printed paintings because I know the artist makes every single painting special.
Okay, so each painting will be special.
Exactly.
Okay, the artist makes the paintings special. Well, what makes each of these churches special? The details, okay, individual details. So that gives me the idea that you have to get up close to these churches to really appreciate what makes them special.
Exactly. Okay, so we read, one in the main village on Savnoy is not as old as some, but holds the gravestone of a Viking chief. Well, that sounds very special and very unique and unusual.
Well, speaking of gravestones, Rebecca, have you ever thought about what you would like to have written on your gravestone?
Have I thought about what I would want to have written on my gravestone? Gabe, why would you ask me such a question?
Well, because gravestone is in our lesson, and on a lot of gravestones, maybe there is something important about the person who passed away. It's written on the gravestone.
Hey, the guys in the info cloud want to talk about that.
I believe you're right. Let's join Steve and Ken in the gravestone. The info cloud.
I'm sorry, everyone. I know death is not a popular topic, but we can't get around it if we're going to talk about epitaphs.
Epitaphs are inscriptions on gravestones. Normally, they include basic information like the dead person's name, birth and death dates, and names of family members.
One of the simplest epitaphs is just three letters long, R.I.P., which stands for Rest in Peace.
Some epitaphs are written by the people responsible for making funeral arrangements. They could include a brief poem or saying honoring the deceased person's life and achievements.
For instance, a family might write this epitaph, Beloved Father, our guide and counselor.
Other epitaphs are written by the deceased persons themselves before they die.
Right. William Shakespeare is thought to be the author of his own epitaph, which is something of a warning. Blessed be the man who spares these stones, and cursed be he that moves my bones.
Some epitaphs reflect a morbid sense of humor. This one is on the gravestone of a British comedian. I told you I was sick.
Nice one. Or how about this one? This ain't bad once you get used to it.
死亡是人们忌讳的话题，但是 epitaph 墓志铭却很有意思。一般的 epitaph 会含有死者的姓名、出生以及死亡日期，有时候上面呢也有其他家人的名字。最简单的 epitaph 只有三个英文字母 ,RIP, 表示 rest in peace, 愿死者安息。很多的 epitaph 是由死者的家人撰写的，但是有一些墓志铭是由死者在身亡前先写好的，像莎士比亚就给自己写下了墓志铭。Blessed be the man who spares these stones, and cursed be he that moves my bones. 有注意到押韵吗？他的意思就是希望世人让他自己安息，并诅咒盗墓者。也有不少幽默的墓志铭，像 I told you I was sick, 我不是告诉你我生病了吗？还有 This ain't bad once you get used to it, 一旦你习惯了死亡，其实还不赖呢。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
And welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the forgotten Pharaoh's Island. But I bet after today's lesson, they will no longer be forgotten because you will remember these islands very well. Well, anyway, we've already talked a little bit about the culture, and we have learned that the culture on these islands is very significant.And you can engage in not only bird watching, but people watching. And if you go to these islands, you can visit churches. The churches are very significant and very special. Well, friends, we still have more to learn. So let's continue with our next reading.
The Forgotten Pharaohs.Few visit the Pharaohs without touring its capital, Torsho, named after Thor, Norse god of thunder. The town holds over a third of the isle's population, but it's one of the world's smallest capitals. Its old town, called Tingis, dates back to AD 825 and features many traditional houses and streets.It's also here that Faroese citizens celebrate Olai, St. Olaf's Day, with singing and dancing in the streets. With so many exciting sights, the Faroe Islands are too unforgettable a destination to be forgotten by so many.
接下来我们看的是 Norse 这个形容词 Norse 是指斯堪的纳维亚的或者是挪威人的，所以它的第一个字母要大写。例如 The novel was adapted from a famous story of Norse mythology， 这部小说是改编自一个著名的挪威神话故事，或者是 The actor played a Norse warrior in the movie， 这位演员在这部电影中饰演一个斯堪的纳维亚的战士，或者是 A Norse Viking ship was displayed in the hall of the museum. 一艘挪威的维京海盗船被放在博物馆的大厅中展示。最后我们看的是 unforgettable 这个形容词。UN 是一个否定的字首， forgettable 是指可以忘记的或者是容易被遗忘的。所以加在一起 unforgettable 是指难忘的或者是铭记在心的。例如 My trip to Kenya is an unforgettable experience. 肯雅的旅行对我而言是难以忘怀的经历。 或者是 a person's first love is always unforgettable. 初恋总是让人刻骨铭心。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, everyone, let's continue here with our lesson. We read Few Visit the Pharaohs Without Touring Its Capital, Torsho, named after Thor, Norse god of thunder. Okay, before we continue, we want to talk about that phrase, named after. This just means that you give someone the same name as another person or another thing. Hey, Gabe, do you want me to tell you something really cool?
I was waiting for you to tell me something really cool.
No, this is seriously really cool.
What?
You know, I have a friend. Actually, he's one of our coworkers.
Yeah.
And recently he had a daughter, and he named his daughter after me.
No, he did not.
He did too.
No.
Yes, yes. His daughter is named Rebecca after me.
Is that what he told you?
Yes, he did.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, that was very nice of him to tell mm-hmm. you that. Is that true? Did he really name Rebecca after you?
Yes, he did.
That's really
so
sweet.
We have the same Chinese name and the same English name. That's so special.
That is. Do you have the same Chinese name too?
Yeah, it's Ting An.
No way.
Yes. 我的中文名字是Ting An. And his daughter is also Ting An.
That is awesome. Friends, do you have anybody named after you? Or I guess more commonly, you are named after somebody, right? For example, my parents named me Gabriel. And high hopes that I would be like the angel Gabriel found in the Bible.
Mm.
I was named after the angel.
Right, okay. Well, anyway, we could see that the capital was named after Thor, the Norse god. And we're going to go ahead and jump down to the very last sentence we read. With so many exciting sights, the Faroe Islands is too unforgettable a destination to be forgotten by so many. Let's take a look at that word unforgettable. If something is unforgettable, that means that it was so amazing that you cannot forget about it.
Okay, so what do you want to be unforgettable? Do you have any unforgettable memories? If you visit the Faroe Islands, you will see some unforgettable sights. Maybe you had an unforgettable journey. Right now it's time for us to take an unforgettable journey to Ben for Sing
It
Out.
Sing it out.
Oh, Gabe, I'm so excited about the lesson today.
Yeah, so am I.
It's going to be a great lesson.
Wait. What's today's lesson again? I forgot.
Gabe, you're the teacher, aren't you?
I am the teacher. Don't forget that.
All right, well, let me help you remind. I'll remind you. I think it's... Here, let me give you some clues.
Yeah, some clues?
Okay, so it's got a breathtaking geography.
Okay, good geography.
You know, you can hike up the winding paths of the mountain.
Winding path.
It's got an archipelago.
A Lego? Archipelago.
Very good. So what do you think it is?
A group of islands.
Yeah?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Uh-huh. That is a national park.
No, Gabe.
Huh?
It's the unforgettable Pharaoh.
The Pharaohs.
Unforgettable Pharaoh.
That's what I meant to say.
Come on, Gabe.
All
you should have remembered that.
Let me join you on this.
Okay, let's go.
Unforgettable Pharaohs. Unforgettable Pharaohs.
Now you remember. That's good.
As a matter of fact, I remember other things about this. The Pharaohs has amazing wildlife.
Oh,
that
yes.
That means lots of plants and animals, especially lots of different kinds of birds that you can see flying around in the sky.
And the Pharaohs, the main city, capital city, is named after the Norse god, Thor.
Oh, Thor. Yeah. I love that movie.
Well, it's not just a movie. It's a guy. In Norse mythology.
That's right.
Yeah. So what place are we talking about again, Gabe?
The place is here on Earth.
Gabe, you forgot again, didn't you?
Maybe. Can you remind me?
Yes.
Unforgettable
Pharaohs.
Pharaohs.
Unforgettable.
There we go. Pharaohs.
Now you should remember. Come on, sing it again. And
we
won't forget.
Yeah, I will.
Unforgettable pharaohs. Unforgettable pharaohs.
There we go. So don't forget that. Next time, we'll see you on
Sing It Out.
Oh, yeah. So, you remember the place now, right?
Yes, yes, I do, of course.
And what is it called?
The place here in the galaxy called the...
you forgot again, didn't you?
Studio Classroom is on the air.
I give up.
Your English will improve today. In an unforgettable place. Oh, man.
Hi, excuse me. Are you on your way to the Pharaohs?
Well, no. Actually, I just got back from there. Just returning to the airport.
Oh, I'm on my way there now.
Oh, you are? Well, that's great. Would you like some recommendations?
Would I? Yes, please.
Great. Well, you know, many people visit the Pharaohs for the birds. But people watching is also fun. And surprising.
What do you mean?
Well, ancient history developed on the islands. And that's illustrated well by the special farmhouse.
What is so special about it?
Its residents have had the structure in their family for 17 generations.
That is rare.
And the family has opened sections of it to the public to view.
That sounds interesting.
It is. Oh, churches are also significant to the Faroese culture.
Churches? I'll put that on my list. Anything else?
You definitely need to visit the capital. It's named after the Norse god of thunder, Thor.
Oh. But you know, I want to avoid going places where there are a lot of people.
Hey, no worries. The capital is one of the smallest in the world.
Ah, perfect.
Oh, and you're in luck. You'll be there when the Faroese citizens celebrate St. Olaf's Day.
Oh?
They'll be singing and dancing in the streets.
It sounds unforgettable.
It is unforgettable. But just in case you do forget, you can have my brochure.
Ah, thank you.
Okay, friends, if you are looking for a new travel destination, maybe the Faroe Islands is just for you.
That's right. Well, thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Classroom. Goodbye.